This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. We are fully assembled. Movie star slash blogger McLovin is back in the building after his one-day shoot on the Adam Sandler movie in Philadelphia. We'll get to the gory details coming up and how McLovin did with the one line that he had to deliver in front of a group of people. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Take advantage of this. It's Paulie's birthday week, and woo-hoo, you have a chance to take advantage of it. Go to danpatrick.com. In the store, two t-shirts, $49. Plus, be sure to check out the limited edition tailgate package. Nice package. A collaboration with the new partner Sportique. High quality items, super comfortable, plus a flask. Handwritten note from me. That's all at danpatrick.com. And hurry up. There aren't many left. We only made 200 of these. I couldn't sign any more handwritten notes. It's like Seton goes, it's like Seton locked me in my office. He goes, "You done in there?" I go, "No, not yet." Yeah, and I signed them all. Win or lose, we celebrate Dan Patrick. That's sort of our motto. Paulie has a tailgate t-shirt on today. Flying the colors. I got my Green Bay Packer cheese t-shirt on.
It just says cheese on it.
Yeah, underneath my flannel shirt today. Fritzy's got his Aaron Rodgers R-E, how did you spell that, McLovin?
R-E-A-L-X.
Yes, Realsk. Yeah, and that's probably what Aaron Rodgers is saying today. Remember last week's narrative about how the Packers were distracted by Aaron Rodgers, the offseason drama? Maybe Rodgers wasn't that into it after Green Bay lost 38-3 in New Orleans, but everybody should have known better. He told us that it'd be silly to, quote, freak out after one game, and he wasn't kidding. He came out and made it look easy last night. I mean, it took a little while, but he threw four touchdowns, no interceptions. They beat the Lions by 18. Beating Detroit doesn't prove that much. Rodgers certainly earned the benefit of the doubt a long time ago, but, you know, he sat in front of reporters and told him, relax, R-E-L-A-X, and he meant it. Rodgers has lost plenty of games in his career, but that hasn't hurt his confidence. And as bad as week one was, and that was bad, Rodgers obviously didn't forget how to play the position. Next week's, though, opponent, though, is a tougher challenge against the 49ers. But don't make the mistake of evaluating one of the great quarterbacks of all time on a week-to-week basis. We will do that. I think the Packers officially became boring this week because, well, what are you going to complain about? Rodgers, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Now, you might go, yeah, and that defense. Yep, that defense is not great. Not even good. But it doesn't sound like Aaron Rodgers is too bothered by this. In fact, he's happy to say to some of the media, see ya.
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
And he also had this directed to some of his critics.
Even more now than when I started playing, there's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
All right. I like an angry Aaron Rodgers. If you're a Packer fan, you're like, where was this week one? But I don't know if there's any drama now. There will be after they play the 49ers. If they win, then we'll officially christen them as, okay, now this is a team that can go back to the NFC title game. If they happen to lose that game, then all of a sudden people will pile on Aaron Rodgers. It shouldn't be week to week for Aaron Rodgers, but it's going to be because of what happened in the offseason. We're looking to see if he's fully invested with the Packers, if he really wants to be there, if he just sort of going through the motions, don't get hurt. Hey, if we win, we win. If not, I'll be playing someplace else. I guess you're looking for body language, some of his comments maybe, but for the most part, Aaron Rodgers looked like Aaron Rodgers last night. This program is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor, a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision-cut stainless steel blades. And find your perfect shave, Dollar Shave Club in stores or dollarshaveclub.com. Other than that, I'm watching last night and I thought, okay, Jared Goff and the Lions look competitive and maybe there's something there. You know, do I think they're anemic? Do I think they're a 3-win team? I don't. I think they're probably a 6-win team, maybe 7. I don't know if Dan Campbell's headset is hooked up to anything. It felt like he was just sort of on the sidelines. You know how coaches are always talking into their headsets? I don't think Dan Campbell is, maybe he's listening, but, you know, Sean McVay is always talking into his headset. Dan Campbell, I don't even know if that's, you know, remember Brady Hoke? They didn't even hook up. They didn't even have a headset for him. Like, they weren't even joking. They're just like, he's just walking around. He's the head coach at Michigan. He just clapped.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah. That's it.
I can do that.
But I'm watching Dan Campbell, and I go, I don't know if his headset's hooked up to anything. Yeah, Paulie.
Like to see you say that to his face, though. He looks like he could kill everybody.
I wouldn't even say it over Zoom to him. Here is Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, about fixing what's wrong with the Lions.
You know, we're going to fix our mess because we put ourselves in this mess. So that's what I'm looking for. So I think we're going to be just fine. We'll be upbeat. And it, you know what? It should sting. I hope it does sting. It stings me. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean that you got to be negative or kick the dirt and everything else. And I don't want those guys around here.
I like it. Who does Dan Campbell sound like? Play that again. He sounds like somebody.
You know, we're going to fix our mess because we put ourselves in this mess. So that's what I'm looking for. So I think we're going to be just fine. We'll be upbeat. And it, you know what? It should sting. I hope it does sting. It stings me. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean that you got to be negative or kick the dirt and everything else. And I don't want those guys around here.
Seton, who do you think Dan Campbell sounds like?
Maybe a little Kevin Costner when he says, we're going to fix this mess.
Okay. Paulie?
If the bad guy from Silence of the Lambs was a football coach and was a little nicer and less serial killer-ish, the voice matches. Listen to it again.
Wait, Anthony Hopkins?
No, the guy in Silence of the Lambs.
Todd, go ahead.
It places the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose again.
That guy.
Okay. All right.
You know, we're going to fix our mess because we put ourselves in this mess. So that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. So I think we're going to be
it
just
places
fine.
The we'll lotion in the basket.
It should sting. I hope it does sting. It stings me. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean you've got to be negative or kick the dirt and everything else. And I don't want those guys around here.
But you have to take away the accent, Todd. If you just deliver it in that voice, that same tone.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bill, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, McLovin.
He's got to do Buffalo Bill when the cops come into his door and he's trying to be a nice guy. Not Buffalo Bill when he's like tormenting his victims.
I thought I heard a little Brian Urlacher / Joe Thomas in there. His voice.
Random. Maybe Brian Urlacher. I could see that. Hear that. What kind of poll question do you have today, McLovin?
Okay, we have a rule question that I will hold. First, I'm going to give you a quarterback question.
Okay.
Which of these top three picks has the best shot to reach a Super Bowl in their career? Jared Goff, Sam Darnold or Carson Wentz? All of them taken in the top three.
Well, Goff's already been there.
To reach another Super Bowl. Who has the best chance to reach another Super Bowl?
Like Carson Wentz was technically at the Super Bowl.
Do we really count that Rams-Patriots Super Bowl?
He got a ring. Carson Wentz got a ring.
Oh, come on.
Wait, but he did get a ring. He was going to be the MVP that year.
That's true.
Okay.
Who basically, who's in the best position here? Because we came away from last night saying, is Jared Goff good? He sure looks good for times.
I don't know. I really don't with Detroit because it's really hard to assess him with that team, and he just got there. They don't have marquee names. They got a good tight end. They got a good running back. I don't know. I think that's – how about this? How about I give you an opinion at the end of the season? Because I don't want to give one now and then go, yep, or nope. That's just not fair to the Lions in that situation. Because I think Goff did show signs. You got to protect the ball, though. It just, you know, that's stuff that rookies, those are rookie mistakes there. Yeah, Paulie.
This goes back to the NFL Combine like 5 years ago. Remember when we covered the Jared Goff
hand
measurements fallout? Yes. He measured at the lowest in the Combine at 9 inches even.
Wow.
And we were all over that story.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, McLevin.
He's going to get stuck in that bridge quarterback area.
Yes, he is. Yeah, because I think he'll probably have one more year as the starter. They're going to draft a quarterback high, and then he'll be there sort of as a tutor, unless they make the playoffs. But it feels like if you're winning five games, six games, you get a high draft pick. Are you going to use it on a quarterback? And then Goff's still your starter, and then almost like Andy Dalton maybe in Chicago with Justin Fields. By the way, there is a theme that is going on. There's a trend that's going on with these rookie quarterbacks. Mac Jones plays behind a very good offensive line. And he's got a lot of running backs there. And he just basically checks down and throws little five-yard passes. That's why he's been successful. Trey Lance will be successful in San Francisco. Why? Because they have a lot of weapons. They have a great tight end. They have an offensive-minded head coach. They have a good offensive line. Trevor Lawrence does not have a good offensive line. Zach Wilson does not have a good offensive line. Justin Fields does not have a good offensive line. There's a correlation between rookies succeeding and having a good offensive line. Trevor Lawrence is not going to have good numbers this year. You know, you Jets fans who are booing Zach Wilson, you should be embarrassed. You threw him in there. There's a reason why you got Zach Wilson, because you're not good. And how about you do something that's un-New York-like? You cheer somebody. How about you fully support Zach Wilson? How about that? Zach Wilson didn't start himself. Zach Wilson didn't draft those offensive linemen. I mean, how about a little positive reinforcement? Do you really think that that works? So this is your quarterback, at least for the next 3 years. And so we're going to send him a message. We're going to boo him. Now, Zach Wilson said the right thing. Hey, I would have booed me too. I'd love to see a fan base just go, come on, let's go. All right, throw three interceptions. Okay, it's not like he goes, man, I'm going to see if I can throw three or four interceptions today. Man, I'm going to upset the hometown fans. It doesn't help him. In fact, it makes it worse because then you push even more. Trevor Lawrence, it's not like he's not trying. Justin Fields, he made one good play, but he looked like a rookie. You know, we look back at some of these quarterbacks. I mean, legendary, ineffective starts with Peyton Manning, 3-13. He threw 28 interceptions his rookie year. And then what happened 2 years later? He's an all-pro. They're in the playoffs. Is that going to happen with the Jets? I don't know. It seems systemic, though. It's just the Jets. I mean, did the Colts fans boo Peyton Manning? I don't remember. Did the Broncos fans boo John Elway when he lined up over guard instead of center in a game? Troy Aikman, did they boo him? I don't know. But there is a correlation between having success. If you say, how did that rookie do? Patrick Mahomes, what's he have? He had a great offensive line. What happened in the Super Bowl when he didn't have a great offensive line? Exactly. That's why they went out and got all those offensive linemen. Because when Patrick Mahomes has protection, Patrick Mahomes dominates. These rookie quarterbacks will not. They'll have spotty moments. They'll be like, oh my God, did you see that? Or they'll be, oh my God, did you see that? That's the life of a rookie quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
Troy Aikman's rookie year, he was 0-11 as the starter, 9 touchdowns into 18 picks. Yeah. In this NFL, he would probably not get a second year.
Well, he was number one overall, so they would give him, he would have chances.
Right.
That team was bad.
But he was way worse as a rookie than Josh Rosen was as a rookie. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know it's apples and oranges, but quite a bit.
Yeah, Seton.
So we're saying this is just sort of a modern problem that's only started existing in the last couple of years?
It's a modern problem from the standpoint of you expect more from a rookie quarterback than you ever did. Because, you know, previous generation, you were like, oh my God. I mean, that guy's playing well as a rookie. And Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. Carson Palmer sat his first year, didn't play. I mean, even Mahomes sitting for a year. But I understood that because Alex Smith was playing well, and that was a playoff team. But this, we expect it now because we've seen it now, and it's not fair to the other rookie quarterbacks. All right, we'll settle on a poll question. We'll get to phone calls as well. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Carson Wentz has iffy ankles. Tua has iffy ribs, and Deshaun Watson will not be playing no matter what the situation is. Texans and Panthers coming up Thursday night. Take a break, 16 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings is ready. Are you ready for the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL? DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of all the action. You get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now, and it's really simple. You pick your lineup, but you have to stay under the salary cap, and then you see how your team stacks up against the competition. And you'll feel the action like never before, and you get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. Best part, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Before you get started, download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code Patrick. This week, new customers get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code Patrick, and you'll get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with that first deposit. So that's code Patrick only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. There is a minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. DraftKings.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Play of the day coming up. Settle on a poll question. Interesting stat of the day or two. Your phone calls as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Al Michaels, the great Al Michaels, a little bit later on. Packers roll last night. Four touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers. Does this quiet anybody down? Does this quiet the conversation down? Probably does. I didn't see anything out of Rodgers that I didn't expect to see last night. I guess the only thing that I was surprised at was the Lions play in the first half. They looked good, looked competitive, and then it felt like the Packers were kicked into gear in the second half. And then the weather played a role as well, but Aaron Rodgers acting like Aaron Rodgers didn't surprise me at all. That defense is a concern. You got some injuries there, but that's going to be a concern the entire season. And if you start to look at some of these other teams, the competition that the Packers are going to have for the overall picture of going to the NFC title game, we know the Rams have two of the best defensive players in the game, two of the top five defensive players in the game, and the two players who they're the best at their respective positions, in Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. It's a thin team. If anything happens, and it's 17 games now, you can't be losing that many players if you're the Rams. Not that any team can really afford to do that, but the Rams seem really thin. It feels like the 22 that they put out there are really good and can compete with anybody. And you got the Buccaneers and the Rams coming up this next week. The Niners, are the Niners able to go from, you know, worst to first in their division? Jimmy Garoppolo has played well, and he's handled it like a professional. He knows the future was drafted. They spent a lot to get the future, but he's gone out there and played like Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not exciting. It's hard to lose your job if you keep winning. And Garoppolo has done exactly what you would want. If you're Kyle Shanahan, you want him to go out there. It's weird to say to the starting quarterback, don't be a distraction. Usually it's the backup quarterback or somebody else on the team. Jimmy Garoppolo has played like you would want a professional to play.
Tampa has a good defense, although it hasn't shown so far, but we know what happened in the Super Bowl. These are the things that Green Bay is going to have to compete against. Now, can they match the Rams offensively? And right now, that might be a push. Can they match Tampa Bay right now? Probably not. As far as the Niners, can they match that? Let's see what the Niners look like at the end of the season. They've had injuries at the running back position. You got Kittle there. Trey Lance will play a little bit more of a role there. You do have some talent there, and you have a very good offensive-minded head coach. I don't know if you look at Seattle, if Green Bay is looking at Seattle and saying that's part of our competition. I guess you do, but the NFC West is going to beat up on each other. Is there an outlier? Is there another team where you go, like you sold on the Saints? I'm not, because it feels like they might be a 9 or 10-win team, but they're going to be spotty, and that's due to Jameis Winston. The NFC East, I think Dallas is better. It's difficult because sometimes we always – they're either – overinflated or underrated. And you know, I don't know if they're right there, but it feels like if there's a contender in the group, I would say that the Cowboys are the contender, because I don't think the schedule's that difficult. And I think as long as they continue to be productive offensively, take pressure off that defense. And if you go back to when they were 13-3, if I keep the defense off the field, when the defense came on the field, the defense actually looked pretty good. Because the offense was so good. And if the offense could make the opposition's offense one-dimensional, where they're always throwing, it just helps your defense. And I think if Dallas's offense is that good, then the defense doesn't have to be great. It can be good. Anything better than last year. But you do have the weapons there in Dallas. So I would say Dallas should be included in the mix there. I'd like to say Washington. I like the team. I just don't know if Taylor Heinicke is going to try to do too much as a young, I shouldn't say young, he's 28, but somebody who's trying to get his chance, and he thinks that he's earned the right to start the rest of the year. He's inexperienced, let's put it that way. Does he show promise? He does. But I would probably go Dallas in the NFC East. Yes, McLovin.
Are you worried a quarterback like Jimmy G, at some point he has to throw the ball downfield and make a play, doesn't he? Or yeah. Can... Because, you know, I remember before the Super Bowl, you're like, I don't know if I trust it if it gets into a wide open game. So, like, he's a good quarterback, but is that enough to win the Super Bowl?
Well, it's enough to get to the Super Bowl. But, you know, when they got to the Super Bowl, they forgot to play defense. They lost Tyreek Hill. That's not on Jimmy Garoppolo. The play calling, that wasn't on Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, they could have won the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, and maybe we look at Jimmy Garoppolo differently. Now, I've never been a big fan of his to say that he's worth that kind of money. Hey, all he does is win. That's nice. If everybody else does their job, then that quarterback can win. He's going to win games or be part of a team that won games. He might not win the games. But I don't know how he would do. If I put him into Detroit right now, he's not better than Jared Goff. You know, so with the team, the right coach, then, yeah, I think that he is, and I hate saying serviceable, but I think he is a guy that you sort of know what you're going to get. And if everybody else kind of compliments that or vice versa, then you're going to be successful. But they had a lot of injuries last year. And you're asking Jimmy Garoppolo to do more than what he's capable of doing, in my opinion. Yeah, McLovin.
They were kind of outplayed by the Eagles for a big chunk of that game. Yeah. They're very conservative. But they didn't seem to mind.
They have to be.
Yeah, they didn't seem to mind that it was a close, low-scoring game.
But they lost their starting running back, Mostert.
Yeah, and a couple other running backs
Sermon,
too are hurt.
Sermon, got a head injury. But, yeah, it's full of ebbs and flows. Every season... And, since I've been covering this for 40 years, it's the same thing where you go, oh, my God. And then you go, oh, my God. Like, that's just what it is. Like, Pittsburgh went into Buffalo. Oh, how about Pittsburgh, huh? Pittsburgh hosts the Raiders. What's wrong with Pittsburgh? Buffalo loses at home to the Steelers. Oh, no. They go down and shut out Miami 35-0. That's how this season works. Is there a great team? I guess Tampa is, but what if Tampa goes out and loses to the Rams? They were 7-5 last year, and we're starting to wonder, my God, they might not make the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, they won 8 straight, and they haven't stopped. They win their first two, they won 10 in a row. And you would think, and look, I was not bullish on Gronk. I had doubts about Gronk and Antonio Brown this year. I just wasn't sure. Certainly Gronk. Hey, Gronk's proved me wrong. It's 2 games. Who knows if Gronk holds up? Brady holds up. You know, you have no idea. That's why we love to go week to week and then we overreact. I try to underreact. And it's hard because you're going, I think I got this figured out. No, I don't. Yeah, Paul.
You talk about how teams have ebbs and flows. Remember that 2000 Ravens team with Ray Lewis and that unbelievable defense? Wasn't it like Tony Banks and Trent Dilfer, the quarterbacks? They had a 5-week stretch where they didn't score an offensive touchdown. They were 2-3 in that stretch. They went 5 weeks without an offensive touchdown, and 10 weeks later, they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And won it.
That's where, you know, the defense would say, just get 10 points for us. If you get 10, we'll win the game. They couldn't even get 10 points. Yeah, McLovin.
I already heard this. 17-0 for the Bucs. Brady, another undefeated season. If they get past the Rams, they might start moving downhill. If they stay healthy.
Anybody want to take that bet that the Buccaneers... If the Buccaneers win against the Rams...
If they win, they have to beat the Rams. It's at L.A., but there are a lot of winnable
because
games.
Because if they lose, then they can't go 17-0.
I would bet they win 15 games if they get past the Rams. I'll do a shower of shame on that.
Okay. Well, let's see. McLovin's got them going 15-2 this year. Yeah, Seton.
You know, at first I thought Andrew was referring to when Paul said the Packers were going to go 16-0.
I may have to tweak that one a little bit.
It's definitely the same genre.
If they win their next 16 in a row, will you let me off the hook?
Well, hey, look, to be fair, it was a hot take segment, and Paul's hot take was they were going to go 16-0, which turned out to be a little too hot.
Starting week 2, they're going to go 16-0.
That's true.
It's fair. It's
but
still on.
They wouldn't go undefeated this season, you said, because
right.
You said they were going to go 16-0.
And then they would give up week 17 to rest everybody.
Yeah.
It's just
reversed.
It's like a Tarantino movie. Yeah. I had the wrong start, wrong finish.
Inverse order.
Yeah.
Joe in Texas joins us on the program, and then we'll settle on a poll question. Hi, Joe. Bye, Joe. Joe hung up on us. Jim in Detroit. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I'll tell you. I mean, I thought of some possibilities yesterday, the first half. I mean, I saw something different, longtime Lions fan, and then it was the second half, same old Lions. The defense does it again, and it just I that's what Goff's going to run into. The same thing happened to Stafford and Johnson. I mean, I saw a possibility with Goff and Hockenson, but, I mean, the Lions defense – won that game for Rodgers as well. I mean, I don't know. I don't see the possibility there with Goff in there.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim. Hang in there. I don't know if you could be that down. How did your expectations get up so high that you could be that down after a game like that? Unless you go, first half, hey, you know, we're gonna put the Packers at 0-2. Yeah, Seton.
Is it possible too that people are overrating a decisive win by the Packers over the Lions?
Yes. Of course they are.
I mean, every win's a good win,
but
it's
playing
like...
the Lions at Lambeau. They just got embarrassed against New Orleans. It's bad weather. I mean, the line was 11 or 12 at kickoff. It's not like you go, man, they blew them out. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Paulie.
If I'm a Lions fan, I feel good about their uniforms. Those white pants were clean.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
It looked fast.
Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, everyone's saying the Lions played the Niners tough in week one. The final score was 41-33. Did they have like 30 points at garbage time or something?
There was no quit in the Lions.
Wait, that's why everyone likes this.
Dan Campbell is not going to let them quit. They might not be very good, but they're not going to quit. It's just not going to happen. All right, let's settle on a poll question.
Okay, here's the poll question we want to do. What is the biggest rule problem? Is it NFL taunting, NFL roughing the passer, or college football targeting?
Ooh.
The taunting in the NFL will hopefully subside a little bit because it's just silly. It really is. I can't look at you. I can't make any eye contact. That's the key. If you make an eye if any eye contact with a defender who you just embarrassed because you scored a touchdown, that's taunting. You must have a look-away taunt. Magic gave us the look-away pass. You must have a look-away taunt. But I'll still go back to Lamar Jackson doing a flip into the end zone is taunting the defense. How else can you interpret that? He is saying, I am so alone, I can do a flip in the end zone. That's not taunting? Like, come on. And I hate going down this road because it feels like the NFL at times will go, this isn't a problem. Let's make it a problem. Remember the ground and a fumble? Can the ground cause a fumble? Did you have like full possession here? Were you in the act? Like complete the act, a football move. Like stop. Stop. Too many damn lawyers involved in this. And it feels like they go, okay, everything seems to be pretty good here. Yeah, they need to come up with something. Let's stir up a topic. It's like Taco Bell has the, is it a taco? Is it a sandwich? Nobody created this other than Taco Bell to go, hey, this is a controversy. No, it's not. All right, what are the other? So I would say right now taunting is with a close second targeting in college football.
But last week we were talking about roughing the passer and how you had to roll off at the right angle.
Yeah, but that's always going to be there. I just don't like when you pile drive a quarterback. I don't think that's fair. But there are certain things where like you hit a quarterback and then you got to kind of like put your arms up and like, I didn't do too much. I didn't do anything extra. Yeah, Paul.
College football fans are pretty upset about the targeting because it hasn't really gotten much better. They include a review on targeting when a defensive player hits, but sometimes the reviews don't match. Like the review, like, well, it's obvious the guy had no intent, and they kick him out of the game anyway. It's really is like a red card, and the guy, you lose a star player for the game, it really hurts.
I don't want open to interpretation. I think the game is so hard to officiate. Now I'm asking you to interpret intent. That's not fair to these officials. And by the way, the NFL has decided whatever the call is on the field is going to stand on the field. They're not overturning anything here. And that, to me, if I'm a gambler, I would be really bothered by that. Because if you go to replay and you see that they've made a mistake, then if I got money down on something, I'd be really upset with the NFL. Yeah, Seton.
See, I think with the targeting rule, though, while it is sort of being, like, bastardized, maybe, it at least started with good intent, right? When you're launching yourself at somebody's head and you knock them out of the game, that's a crappy play. Like, that's a dirty play, and it shouldn't be allowed. And, yeah, you should be thrown out of the game for that. It's just being, it's sort of morphed into any type of contact around the head, which seems unfair. Whereas taunting, there's no real safety implications in taunting. It's just like, hey, respect the game, guys. Come on.
Yeah, Paul.
That's a good point by Seton. What's the safety implications of taunting in the NFL? Football fights, nobody gets hurt. It's a bunch of big dudes swinging at guys who are completely padded with helmets. There's not a rampant stretch of fights lately. Brawls, it's not like the NFL has a bad image because of fights or something.
Yeah, it's McLovin.
But you can really hurt someone's feelings.
Fair. That's fair.
Questionable feelings. Yeah, can you imagine?
Penalty, number 34. He hurt number 78's feelings. 15 yards. First down.
It's a fair point, Andrew.
You're listed on the injury report. Feelings, parentheses, out 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh.
Feelings hurt.
Yeah. Zach Wilson's out. Confidence.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's hurt a little bit right now, but we're getting there.
I'm waiting for the running back in college to be flagged for targeting when he uses his helmet. Never going to happen. But that running back uses that helmet as a weapon.
Maybe they could change the rules to where everyone has to run upright all the time.
Like you're never allowed. Eric Dickerson used to.
Yeah. You have to always remain totally upright.
Marcus Dupree, they ran like this.
It's like the speed walking of football.
Why don't we just make the helmets you know, spongy. Like, it's just, it. I mean, how about we just put those coverings on it?
Sometimes they do that in practice. You see college football teams, they do that like a outer padding shell for practice.
How about we just do that? I mean, NASCAR finally put padding on the walls. How about we just put padding on the helmets? Go ahead. Use your helmet. Not going to hurt. Yes, Todd.
If Kirk Cousins runs past the defensive lineman after throwing a touchdown pass and just quickly says, you like that? Are you going to get a 15-yard penalty for that? Is that taunting?
We were talking about targeting.
I know, but I was still jumping on the target. I thought we were just talking 2 minutes ago about taunting.
I know. We're talking about targeting. Play of the Day's up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Rodgers looking, waiting, sends it out left side. Aaron Jones wide open to the end zone. Touchdown! 11-yard touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Jones. And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stand for Showtime. Snap, Rodgers give Jones, cuts it back left to the end zone. Aaron Jones on a 1-yard touchdown run, his fourth touchdown of the night.
That's courtesy of the Packers Radio Network. This is Jones' second game with four touchdowns. He scored four in a Week 5 win over the Cowboys back in 2019. He joins Sterling Sharp, Paul Hornung, and Jim Taylor as the only Packers with multiple games of scoring four or more touchdowns. That is your play of the day, and it's brought to you by the folks at M-Drive. Fight back against aging with M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels, energy, and lean muscle. Visit MDriveDan.com, 20% off with the promo code Dan. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. The great offensive lineman, Tony Boselli, he was working the game last night for Westwood One. He will join us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Al Michaels will also stop by a little bit later on. We were talking about taunting in the NFL. Here's Pete Carroll, the Seahawks head coach, on that topic.
It's a hard transition. You saw what it took for us to get a penalty there. I think it's we've opened up a bit of a can of worms, so we gotta have to find our way through it here as we go. I don't know how other teams are doing with it, but it hasn't worked well for us so far. But it's clear what the rule is, and so we just have to react the right way. It's the reaction of the player in the moment that we have to train, and so you got a lot of guys that have to deal with those explosive moments, and they've got to really turn their focus away from the opponent, which it's a good thought. It's just it's hard to manage it.
Yeah, they're following the rule. I don't like the rule. But as far as following the letter of the law, they're doing that. It's just, it's hard to do that in a game like this. It's so quick. It's so reactionary. The highs and lows can go from snap to snap, play to play, quarter to quarter, half to half, game to game. I think it's hard to officiate that because there has to be intent. And that official has to understand, what were you trying to do there? What were you saying there? And what happens in the playoffs? It's going to go front and center on one of these weeks, one of these weekends, when there is something that happens and you go, oh, my God, that just changed the game. And if you have a win that becomes a loss, if a marquee team gets a win or gets a loss, then it becomes a big deal. It's sort of simmering here. It's the same with targeting. If somebody gets tossed from a big game in college football, then it becomes – that's usually when we react. There's a lot of rules, and you go, eh, no big deal. And then all of a sudden, it does happen, and then we go, well, that's a stupid rule. We're reacting, overreacting, before everybody else does. But it's going to happen, because you're asking these officials to, in a split second, make a call, and then try to judge intent. Really, really unfair to them. McLovin was not here yesterday. He was on the movie set with Adam Sandler. And it's a basketball movie called Hustle. And McLovin was a mess on Friday because he was rehearsing his one line that he had. And then I finally had to go home. I said, McLovin, good luck. Go to Philadelphia. You got one line to deliver. I think you can do it. How much of a mess were you this entire weekend?
Oh, my God. I didn't sleep the night before. Luckily, I had makeup because I looked like a disaster.
Wait, they gave you makeup?
Oh, boy, yeah, it's a movie, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, they gave me the full... I got a trailer.
And did you have a name for your character? You just reporter number one?
I was reporter number two.
Oh.
I walk up. There was another reporter named Anthony Gargano. He's a Philadelphia radio host.
Okay.
And we walk up to the director, and Anthony goes, hi, to the director. He goes, I'm Anthony. He goes, and the director's like, yeah, oh, it's so nice to meet you. And I said, hi, I'm Andrew. And he looks at me. He goes, nice to meet you. But no reaction. I go, okay. I'm reporter number two. He goes, okay. 15 minutes later, he comes up to me. He goes, you're McLovin? And he said, because it's McLovin in the script. So he had no, I said, hi, I'm Andrew. He goes, I didn't even know there was a reporter number two. The script said McLovin. So when you said Andrew, I had no idea who you were. So I thought I was on the coldest set of all time because he didn't know. I said, hi, I'm Andrew, reporter number two. And he looked at me blankly.
How did you deliver your line?
So I'm not going to get one line in the movie.
What?
I'm getting two, baby.
Wow.
Well, hopefully. I said two lines.
Okay. What were your two lines?
I can't tell you. I tell you. They give away a big plot point. I really can't tell you.
Did you hear from Sandler about not giving away the plot?
I just can't tell you what it was. Because it's not just me, by the way. We were all... So remember when we did Pixels, the movie, and we were the White House press corps?
Yeah.
It had that kind of vibe. There were a lot of reporters there, and people were yelling out things. And I yelled out a point that is very important to the plot.
Okay. I mean, this isn't exactly Uncut Gems 2 for Sandler. I mean, it's...
But it's a pivotal part of the movie, Dan.
Revelatory.
Revelatory.
Oh, that's right. Revelatory.
Of the plot.
But luckily for me, you know, I think I overthought it because there was a lot of movement.
I know you did that.
There was a lot of movement going on. And I have to admit, I did get a note from Mr. Sandler. Just relax and kind of talk like you normally do, was his note, which is what you kept telling me.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't think of each word as it leaves your mouth. That's the problem. How many takes?
Well, we did like 10 takes, but I don't think they were all because of me. Probably only five were because of me. But the other thing, too, is the movie making is 97% technical and 3% acting. It was a scene because it was on the streets of Philadelphia.
Mm.
Yeah, my people. Funny, nobody recognized me.
Rick in Los Angeles joins us. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DB. Hey, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
My brother is getting married in a couple of months, so my brothers and I decided to go out to Denver since he's a Denver Bronco fan. And we're going to spend the weekend out in Denver, but I actually need a little bit of help, DP. We're making a scoreboard message for him. Here's what I got, so I was kind of wondering if you can help me out.
Okay.
So far I got, the end is near, buy this man a beer. And the last one I have is, the last taste of freedom for Jamie, which is my brother's name. So I was wondering if any help I can get before I go ahead and submit it to the Denver Bronco message.
So it's department. It's going to be on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, that's the idea. We like to be able to put it up there for him.
All right.
Trying to come up with something creative.
All right. Let me give it some thought here, Rick, and good luck with that. Yeah, Paulie.
Maybe, Jamie, for God's sakes, don't do it, the bros.
Hmm.
I'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. Fritzy, you got something for him?
I'm thinking.
Well, no.
I'm going to try to workshop that a little bit.
I don't need a limerick or mock headlines.
No limerick?
No. Not for Jamie. Tony Baselli will join us coming up. Al Michaels will stop by as well. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour one. Well, we get old, but doesn't mean we have to slow down. Thanks to M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients support healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle, giving you that energy you need to fight back against aging every single day. Visit mdrivedan.com. Try for yourself. And this month, take 20% off your first order, promo code DAN. You're going to get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose here. Give it a try. Aging is inevitable, but slowing down doesn't have to be. M-Drive helps you perform at your best with top-level T support. Join a community of driven men like me who refuse to let age slow them down. Visit mdrivedan.com. Get more energy, lean muscle, and healthy T support your body needs. mdrivedan.com. Take 20% off your first order. Make sure you use the promo code DAN. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.